The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, shortly to be joined by Dr. Herb Slavin, and we have quite a show for you today. Lots and lots of important information for your heart, your blood pressure, your liver, your immune system, your brain, and actually supporting your immune system to such an extent that supplementing with this particular substance actually has research supporting what I'm about to say, which is reduces your risk of developing cancer. And it isn't just cancer in one particular area. It isn't breast cancer, colon cancer, stomach cancer, anything like that, prostate cancer. It is across the board. So many different types of cancer cells are vulnerable to this substance. It is antibacterial, antifungal. It helps to improve your gut chemistry. So if you're taking a very high quality beneficial probiotic, one of the things that will be supported is how well that probiotic is able to colonize in your gut. So it has anti-aging benefits. I like that a really, really lot. And what I'm doing is looking at a compilation of all of the different research studies published in recognized health journals from around the world, and they talk about the way that this substance works and talk about memory, your serotonin levels. It has anti-Alzheimer's effect. It supports human growth hormone. It helps you recover from injury. But I'm not going to tell you just yet what it is. Before I tell you what we're going to talk about today on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, I'll introduce you to my co-host, Dr. Herb Slavin. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet.
And so, welcome to the show. I'm so happy that you're here. I think we're going to have a really fabulous discussion this morning. And so, I think you know the substance that we're talking about. So I'll let you answer this question. Mm-hmm. Do you use this substance, you know what we're talking about, in your diet on a regular basis?
When the recipe calls for it.
Oh, when the recipe calls for it. Okay. And so what we're talking about is garlic. And one of the things that I've learned over the years is raw garlic has certain benefits, cooked garlic has certain benefits, and then aged garlic extract has other benefits. So you can't go wrong whatever direction you go in, and my suggestion is all those directions. What do you think?
Well, I agree. You know, garlic is one of the few substances, I think, that's been talked about throughout history. I mean, for thousands of years, people have recognized the health benefits of garlic, and that's why so many cuisines around the world use a lot of garlic in their cooking. And, you know, you might like the taste of garlic, but I think they originally used it for the health benefits of garlic.
Yeah, so a twofold approach. You got everybody to eat the meals that were so carefully and thoughtfully prepared, and you kept the family and the group healthy with that garlic-containing cuisine. So I'm going to ask you, is there any particular favorite approach that you use? Do you like to recommend to your patients that they take a garlic extract? Do you use it at all? I came across, do you use it at all with your blood pressure patients is what the end of that sentence was. I came across a research study that said between 6 and 1,500 milligrams of aged garlic extract every day was researched and found to be as effective as Atenolol at lowering blood pressure.
Well, I would certainly, you know, recommend the use of anything natural before you get into using medications. So I would go along with that. And I looking at the products you have displayed here, and I like what they've done with it too, because they've added other nutrients along with the garlic to enhance whatever they're striving for.
Whatever the focus of the particular product is, yes, you get, number one, the correct minimal dosage of aged garlic extract. And what we're talking about is an array of products from Kyolic. And the research that I have been provided with from Kyolic is amazing. I've had the privilege of attending seminars given by their medical researchers from Japan, and it is just amazing what garlic is able to do. And then when you use this aspect of garlic, the aged garlic extract, it seems as though the ability of your body to take it up and to actually change a function of a particular organ, kidneys, liver, brain, heart, it does therapeutic benefit, achieves therapeutic benefit with all of these different organs and systems of your body. And it's interesting because, yes, wouldn't you prefer to take something like this that has a whole array of benefits, supportive benefits, as well as focused ability to achieve change? Wouldn't you rather take that? So there's side effects, but the side effects are beneficial side effects. The side effects are the supportive side effects for your immune system, for your circulation, for your heart, anti-aging, anti-stress. So do you use it with your patients at all? Or do your patients tell you, oh, Dr. Slavin, I'm taking some garlic and I think it's helped?
Well, it's interesting. I just want to
digress.
Echo what you're saying, how important garlic can be for people. Studies have shown that it's effective against more than 160 different diseases.
Whoa.
So
Knock me off my chair.
Well, that means everyone can benefit from it, because I'm sure you might have one of those 160.
Or a risk of.
But here's how it works, only in a few different ways. It reduces inflammation, which is important.
Okay, now, haven't we seen that pretty much all of those 168 diseases might have inflammation associated with them?
It boosts the immune system, so that's important. Actions against bacteria, fungi, viral, antiviral, antiparasitic properties, so that's important. It improves cardiovascular health and circulation, so who wouldn't want to do that? And
I came across information that said it prevented the buildup of plaque in your arteries and also had the ability to change the chemistry of the blood so that the plaque was reduced.
And the fourth area that it has activity in is it's toxic to 14 different kinds of cancer cells.
Yeah, Amazing.
Including brain, lung, breast, gastric, and pancreatic.
And my list here says prostate cancer, lung cancer, oral cancer, and leukemia cell lines.
Yeah. So I don't think there should be any debate about
there you go. No debate here.
Whether you should take garlic. The question is how to take it, how to introduce it, you know, to your daily regimen of eating and supplementation.
I think that that's an important area of discussion, because some of the people that I speak with, they, number one, some of them don't like the taste. They're very concerned that it will affect them socially with breath changes.
I've been aware of that with some patients. You can, they might be overdoing it, though.
Okay. And the other people, if they're eating it, they may have some GI disturbance. It could be heartburn, a little bit of indigestion. They might have some sensitivity to the garlic. And so that's what I said. You might have a sensitivity to raw garlic, but if you were to roast the garlic with olive oil, so it's very, very soft, it can be more easily digested. So that's one of the suggestions.
Well, I've been to restaurants where they do that.
It's fabulous.
They bring out the roasted garlic and you use it as a spread on bread or
right.
Or something like that. Very
right.
Tasty and not, let's say, objectionable to as far as, you know, whatever it is in raw garlic that you didn't like, you know, when you roast it, you know, those properties aren't there anymore.
So it's Italian candy, because when it's roasted, slow roasted over a long term, it actually has a little bit of a sweetness to it. And when it is roasted with the olive oil, so you're getting benefits of the olive oil as well as the benefits of the slow roasted garlic. But then if people just don't want it in their diets, they're is the entire line of kyolic products, which are amazing in the combinations of ingredients that they have put together. And there are other garlic products here at Save-A-Lot as well. So what we're going to do now is take a short break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And before we go to the break, I just want to let everyone know, 15% off all of the products, everything in the store. Now, keep in mind, at Save-A-Lot, the prices are already very low, and you can take 15% off those already low products. There are coupons here in the store, and you can use the coupons with your 15% off. So, amazing ability to save money. Get those stocking stuffers so you're going to keep your friends and family very health supported with the stocking stuffers that you can find here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And when we come back from the break, more specific details about the research that has been done over 50 years with the kyolic aged garlic extract. Stay tuned, more to come. Looking for quality groceries at great discounted prices? Look no more. You can find the brands you know at the very best prices at Save-A-Lot. And always at the best prices. EDLP prices. Everyday low prices. I will say everyday lowest prices. That's right. EDLP. Everyday lowest prices. Come on in, see for yourself. See the great selection and be amazed at the prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. Go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. SAVALOT NutritionCenters.com.
When you support your probiotic status with Best Biotic, you are on the way to overall good health. Your brain benefits with Best Biotic. Your immune system benefits with Best Biotic. Your digestion benefits with Best Biotic. Who doesn't need that kind of broad support for health and well-being? Enhance your health with Best Biotic. You can learn more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and find Best Biotic at incredible savings. Call 754-307-1655 for more information.
And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we're talking garlic. And if you have kind of moved away into different supplements, maybe you used to take some garlic supplements, but you're not doing it anymore, we are here to tell you all of the reasons why you might think about this and add it into your routine, particularly during the cold and flu season, and particularly during this holiday season, which seems to be extremely stressful, and the traffic on those South Florida roads is very challenging. And so the garlic extract actually helps with stress. I just want to, before we get into the specifics of what garlic will do for you, the garlic extract is grown without any chemical fertilizers, herbicides, pesticides, any kind of chemical like that. And it is aged in stainless steel tanks according to a very specific protocol that they have developed over many, many years at Kyolic.
Where is it grown?
Japan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is Japanese cuisine use a lot of garlic?
Yes, okay. Yes. So very just interesting history. And so the first research study that I'm going to quote from is one that's very interesting, and it says, "Kyolic aged garlic extract inhibits plaque formation in the coronary artery," and this was published in the Journal of Nutritional Medicine and the Journal of Preventive Medicine, one study from 2004, one study from 2006. Okay, what do we keep hearing about? Why do we have bypass surgery? Why do people have stents? Why do people have so much medical focus on cholesterol levels? It all has to do with this perspective of plaque in our arteries.
When we speak of the Mediterranean diet and all the benefits, could garlic be a component of the benefits of a Mediterranean diet?
Okay, where did that Italian candy come from? That's, slow roasted with olive oil.
Now, I'm sure some of our listeners have heard of Dr. Michael Greger.
Well, if they haven't, yeah. How Not to Die is his book.
That's his book, and he also has a website. I don't remember the name. Do you remember the name of the website? You can Google his name, you'll find it.
Yeah, just Dr. But Greger, G-R-E-G-E-R.
You know, it goes into all the benefits of different nutrients. So that's what
he's very, very much focused on a supported, diverse diet.
And he reviews all the literature, and he says, garlic seems to improve the function of the inner lining of our arteries, therefore helps the arteries relax, which is important. And by the way, when the arteries relax, that's one of the ways you get a lower blood pressure.
I love it.
The protective mechanisms of garlic against cardiovascular disease are multiple, including a combination of anti-clotting, clot-busting, antioxidant, and blood pressure and cholesterol-lowering effects.
Okay, so I'm going to jump in here and say clot-busting. people may be traveling long distances by air, and sometimes when you're seated for an extended period of time, one of the issues associated with long flights is the potential development of clots. And my thing is, when you're in that enclosed aluminum tube with all those people coughing and sneezing and with different germs from around the world, your immune system's under assault. Take some garlic before you get on the plane.
Yeah, but when you see all the benefits, I mentioned 160 diseases it's effective against. That's something.
Do you want to list those diseases?
Well, no, but I want to say that if you take garlic on a regular basis, that helps you prevent
a lot of trouble in your life.
Because think about it. If you think about the history of mankind, I mean, a lot of it was focused on staying healthy and therefore, you know, putting in different ingredients into their cooking in order to stay healthy. They didn't know why it was keeping people healthy. They just observed, you know, that certain people ate certain ways, they seemed to be healthy. We observe that today, too. I mean, with the standard American diet versus a Mediterranean diet, for example, we can observe the health benefits of the Mediterranean diet in comparison. But mainstream medicine doesn't take that approach. They wait for you to get sick. And then they offer you a handful of drugs to take.
That's why I always laugh that it's the health care system instead of the disease care system.
And then the drug companies don't allow the nutritional companies to make claims that, by the way, you could take this instead of that for the same purpose. So, you know, you're never going to hear that information unless you read the literature. But
that's why we're here.
But you can take things that work in a preventive manner, you know, keep you healthy. Now, I want to also make a mention. Dr. Greger notes that the blood-thinning properties of garlic are so pronounced that the American Society of Anesthesiology recommends that people avoid eating garlic altogether for the week prior to undergoing elective surgery.
Okay, so such a dramatic impact. Just from the food.
But have you ever heard a doctor tell you, you know, take garlic instead of Coumadin?
Never.
Or Eliquis or all the other new drugs with all the side effects associated with it?
My issue with those blood thinning effects is they measure the amount of the medication in your system. They don't necessarily measure the antiplatelet activity. Mm-hmm. So they know that, yes, you're taking your medication, but they don't necessarily know whether it's too much blood thinning, just the right blood thinning, or not enough blood thinning, even with those very strong medications.
And those medications are problematic from the standpoint is there are no antidotes. You can't block the anticoagulant effect of them except for Coumadin. So you'd rather, if you have the choice, you know, take something more natural to keep your blood, reduce the risk of clotting. You know, clotting occurs when the body is under stress. That's the body's anticipation of maybe you're going to cut yourself. And it's increasing, you know, the clottability of the blood. And you know, so you want to be taking things. Now, garlic isn't the only thing that's helpful there. But as part of good nutrition, I think people would run into a lot fewer problems if they were using the various nutrients that helps keep the blood thin.
One of the things that has been combined in supplements and certainly combined in cuisine is garlic and parsley. And parsley, I tell people if they want to eat raw parsley after having garlic, they may change the impact of the sulfur-containing substances in garlic when they chew on the parsley so their breath is not bothered quite so much. But the other thing is, when you're talking about using garlic for blood pressure, the medications that are given for blood pressure very often negatively affect kidneys. Is that?
It can.
It can. Okay. And so using garlic with the parsley, parsley's really good for your kidneys. So here you have a combination that you can use in cuisine, garlic and parsley in as you're making possibly an olive oil-based sauce for fish or chicken or whatever pasta you might be preparing. And in addition, there are garlic and parsley supplements, so you're getting the benefit of the blood-thinning aspect of garlic, and you're getting the benefit of the parsley for your kidneys. And you mentioned reducing inflammation. The standard American diet is a champion at increasing inflammation.
Well, you know, we check in our office, you know, routinely inflammation with patients. I'm not sure other doctors do it routinely. You know, they don't include inflammatory markers in the tests that they do, the complete blood count, the chemistry panel they do, thyroid test or a cholesterol test. You're not going to get any feedback about whether you're experiencing inflammation in your body or not.
Okay, other than C-reactive protein. So ultra-sensitive C-reactive protein is something that you do with your patients on a routine basis.
But there are others,
too.
What other
approach should... Be tested.
The sedimentation rate, fibrinogen, myeloperoxidase, oxidized LDL.
Okay, and that's oxidized LDL. That's important because that's another very specific aspect with the chiolic garlic extract, that it prevents the oxidative stress to the LDL cholesterol, and it's oxidative stress that makes the LDL cholesterol a dangerous substance. So that's going to be identified in testing that you do with your patients.
But I don't want to. I don't want our listeners to think that these problems are due to a garlic deficiency in your diet. There are other things in your diet that are contributing to the inflammation, which is, you know, what you're eating. Probably too many carbohydrates. I tell patients if you know. Improve your diet. A lot of good things happen when you do that, and inflammation will go down. But clearly, you know, garlic is a good part of it because it's really part of, it should be a part of everybody's diet. You know, history for thousands of years has shown that.
Very few people continue to eat a high number of meals at home that they have prepared for themselves. And it's so important because you have control, start to finish, of the ingredients that are going to go into that meal. And when you're eating out, you can order as well as possible, but you don't have control start to finish like you do when you are eating your meals at home. We talked about potentially minimizing the threat of oxidative stress to your LDL cholesterol. Overall, other than LDL cholesterol, when we come back, I want to talk about cholesterol because I think people are so frightened about cholesterol levels, and that's its own category of stress. That music means it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Stay tuned. When we come back, I'll tell you all about a special event here at Save-A-Lot.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and GMOs. Choose organic foods and support your good health as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come into Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices. The best prices. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Plaza. 754-307-1655.
Educational meetings, expert advice, information directed at achieving wellness rather than merely treating symptoms. This is just a glimpse of what you will find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. If achieving health goals has been eluding you, discuss your health issues with me, Janet Cimarelli. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center was founded on the principle that good health does not mean sacrificing your budget. Learn how we do things differently at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. We concentrate our efforts on supporting wellness with the highest quality supplements at the very best of the best prices. Come save a lot of your money at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655. Welcome back. I'm Janet Cimarelli. This is the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with me here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, Dr. Herb Slavin. And I just want to let everyone know that Nordic Naturals will be here in the store providing samples and literature and information, answering questions, and giving lots of the kind of information about beneficial fish oils, omega-3, DHA, EPA, that you really need to know about and are the perfect components to add to an approach with the kyolic garlic that we are talking about this morning. And then tomorrow, new products from Garden of Life. So any of those individuals out there who are following a keto diet, ketogenic diet, come on in, because Garden of Life has Dr. David Perlmutter has formulated a high-fat line of products appropriate for people following a ketogenic diet. So there's a keto meal, and you'll be able to hear all about the doctor-formulated keto meal, 70% fat, 23% protein, 7% carbs, and very, very nicely flavored. Then, if you want to add some MCT to your keto diet, here's MCT powder, and you can easily mix it into your coffee, your tea, whatever you're drinking. Fast fuel for your brain. Fabulous, fabulous. Fabulous from Garden of Life, doctor formulated keto line of products. And then, if any of our listeners are familiar with the whole concept of bulletproof, here is organic grass fed butter powder. So if you want to just add a little bit more fat, possibly a little bit more flavor, and some beneficial probiotics to different mixes that you're making, doctor-formulated organic butter powder. Amazing, amazing array of products, and very specifically focused for all those people who are following ketogenic diet. So before the break, Dr. Slavin, one of the things that I wanted to know about is how frightened should people be of their cholesterol?
Well, that's a good question. Clearly, people are frightened. That's like the you know, when I'm going over lab work with patients, they run, well, what's my cholesterol?
They wanna know.
What's my cholesterol? I said, we'll get to it. It's, you know, different lab. But I can tell you from experience, particularly in women, you'll see elevated total cholesterol levels, but you'll also see elevated HDL levels with it. So I tell them, number one, your ratios are good. Don't have to be concerned, but other doctors will immediately put them on statin drugs. But more importantly, though, I've sent many women and men as well for the cardiac calcium score, looking at the amount of plaque in the coronary arteries, and frequently it comes back zero plaque. They have high cholesterol with zero plaque. Now that echoes, or the book, I think it was called Cholesterol Myths by Ufe Ravznikov, I think, something like that his name is.
That was good.
And in his book, what he did was, went through all the studies that were used to come up with the association between heart disease and cholesterol. And he said, yes, cholesterol is associated with heart disease in 50% of the people. And in the other 50%, people with high cholesterol, well, people with high cholesterol do not have heart disease. But the medical establishment only used the part that could promote their idea of cholesterol being linked to heart disease and therefore helping to sell drugs, like all those statin drugs. So the answer is you really shouldn't be concerned about cholesterol. Cholesterol is really an indicator of a poor diet. If you know, I tell patients, you know, if your cholesterol is high, maybe you need to look at your carbohydrate intake.
Don't you see that when you're reviewing somebody's cholesterol profile, you can tell right away what their diet is like?
Yeah. Yeah.
And tell me if you think that I should be taken out back and shot for what I'm about to say. The cholesterol issue has been foisted on the American people, and it is probably the biggest medical fraud, foisted on the American public in the history of medicine.
But look how lucrative it's been to the medical establishment.
Okay. There's no question. So that there's so amazing the lack of truth in how to choose the health supporting aspect of your diet. Get rid of the sugar, get rid of the processed carbs, and increase high quality fat.
When they promoted the link between cholesterol and heart disease, what did they say? Cut out cholesterol from your diet, number one. So they said, you know, certain fats, certain meats, you know, cut out that. And when they did that, what did they substitute? They substitute carbohydrates for it,
right,
which actually made the problem even worse. And that's when you can see a direct link to the obesity epidemic being worse than it was before that.
Right.
You know, so it helped the establishment, you know, get a lot of sick people. They created illness by doing that. I'm going to refer everybody back to Linus Pauling and what he thinks about coronary artery disease. Cholesterol is the body's mechanism of protecting injury to the lining of the blood vessels, and that injury is due to a lack of vitamin C. Vitamin C is necessary for collagen production, which gives strength to the arteries, and if you're lacking it, which most people are because we check,
right,
you know, they're not getting enough vitamin C. And vitamin C, because it is water-soluble, doesn't stay in your body for a long time. So if you just take it once a day, it's not enough. Ideally, you take it several times a day to maintain your levels of vitamin C so your body can utilize it. One other point that Linus Pauling brings out, most animals make their own vitamin C, and based on a human's weight, they're making at least 2,000 milligrams a day of vitamin C, and when they're sick, they make even more. So vitamin C is very important, and more important than statin drugs.
More important than statin drugs, and unfortunately, there are a lot of different things that I may see in someone's blood work and talk to them about, well, put some energy focus here in this area. You might consider this supplement, this change in diet. And unfortunately, the only thing that their physician has discussed with them is, here, take this statin drug. They have been suggesting statin drugs to people who are low in vitamin C, people who have serious immune threats, a variety of different, very well-established immune threats, and people who are undergoing chemotherapy for a cancer diagnosis. Now, you need your cholesterol as part of how your immune system works. Your cholesterol is a vehicle that delivers white blood cells to the site of inflammation and infection. It delivers your hormones. It is part of how your brain works. So to be using a a statin class drug that has the potential to suppress cholesterol and ultimately your immune function out of control.
Now, Jenna, hasn't it been your observation, too, with all the people you see, that the doctors will do lab work on them and they'll say, we'll call you if there's anything wrong. They don't even bring them back in to go over it.
Wow.
Would you agree with that?
I would agree.
And part of the reason for that, though, is they're not doing a lot of lab work that could give you the feedback how to take better care of yourself. The lab work they do is to see whether or not you're sick enough to be admitted to the hospital.
Okay.
You know, if the lab work is normal, you're fine as far as requiring hospitalization. But they haven't done the tests that would give you the necessary information to perhaps
reduce your risk of further development of something that is already going awry.
What I was going to say is motivate you to make positive changes to your diet. We all can improve upon our diets, especially this time of year. What do you tell patients? I tell them, you know, wait till January 1st. Enjoy the holidays. You know, you can't be too...
Okay, and I agree with that, but try to have a little self-control. Indulge with something that you really would like some taste of, but don't overdo it. Don't overdo the wine and the alcohol. Don't overdo the sugar and the chocolate, and don't overdo just the basics of what's on your dinner plate as well.
And just to deviate a little bit from our discussion, just got back from an anti-aging conference last week.
I want to hear about that.
Want to say one thing that stands out, there was a lecture on this, was the importance of getting enough sleep, the importance of making sure there are no lights on in the room, even the light on a television, I mean, a little dot is enough to disrupt, you know, your brain's function.
Mm-hmm.
And here was the interesting thing, too. If you're going to use a night light, which many people do, use a red light.
Oh, okay.
They said red light will not disrupt
melatonin.
Right. Where it may even help stimulate melatonin, whereas the blue lights that are out there, that's definitely going to suppress melatonin and have blackout curtains on your windows, because even a small light trickling in through the window can have a negative factor. So little things like that easily accomplished.
Okay. Was there one standout speaker that you heard?
They were all very good. I'm just thinking of one that basically echoing a lot of what we talk about, you know, how, you know, for example, I remember his comment about medications. A study showed that maybe only 20% of the time medications are really helpful for the purposes that they're being
prescribed
for, but in 100% of the cases, they have harmful side effects. That's why it's so important to hopefully prevent the need for a medication. Before you go on a medication, take something natural that might accomplish the same thing and save medications as the treatment of last resort.
That music says it's time for us to take a break. We have four Kyolic products in front of us. When we come back, you pick two and I'll take two, and we'll tell our listeners what these products are good for. And to our listeners, stay tuned. More to come on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We'll be right back.
Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries. But the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, everyday low prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Jana Juice is the innovative way to get the benefits of super juices in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Pomegranate benefits without the sugar. Acai, noni, koji berry magnesine. lychee in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Easy to carry with you to work, when traveling, or just too busy to juice. Antioxidants that provide immune support benefits in two capsules. Find out more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center. Come in and speak to our friendly and knowledgeable team.
And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. Keep in mind that this afternoon you will find the representative from Nordic Naturals, a high-quality line of omega-3 fish oil products. Come on in and talk to her and check out some of the samples that she has to share. And then tomorrow, Garden of Life representative will be here and talking about Dr. David Perlmutter's formulated line of keto products. So his keto products include organic grass-fed butter powder to add to your different mixes so that you get the proper level of fat, the Keto Fit weight loss shake, the protein keto meal, a balanced meal replacement shake, and MCT powder for bulletproof coffee and tea. Okay, so
what time is that going to be?
I can't tell you because I don't know, but you could call 754-307-1655, and that person would be able to.
So what time do they usually come, you know, the people?
I would say usually maybe 12 to 3, somewhere in that range.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so which Kyolic products do you want to talk about?
All right, so let's, this is, Kyolic aged garlic extract. Now, these different products all have the garlic in it, and what they've done, though, based on the direction that they want to help you improve in, they've added other ingredients to assist the garlic in, the,
right.
in what they want to do. So the one that is entitled Circulation.
I love that one. It's so good. That combination of ingredients really is superior. It delivers.
And what they've done is added to the aged garlic extract vitamin E, hawthorn berry, and cayenne pepper.
Cayenne does amazing things to open up your blood vessels. The vitamin E is certainly fabulous for circulation. And hawthorn, when people start doing the research with regard to hawthorn extract, it's astonishing what it does for heart and circulation.
Now, I just want to, I might recommend taking these in a slightly different way.
Okay.
For example, here's another product called Blood Pressure Health.
Right.
And it has, again, the aged garlic extract along with nattokinase and L-theanine. So I might say, you might want to use both of these products. Take one in the one in the morning for circulation and one in the afternoon for blood pressure, because there's a lot of good ingredients together.
Right.
Have you
excellent.
Suggested it that way?
I have not.
Yeah.
Okay, but what a good idea, Dr. Slavin, that theanine is going to be rest and relaxation, so good brain focus, but superior muscle relaxation and relief from stress. So to take it at night and as part of a blood pressure approach, excellent.
And then the product called Stress and Fatigue Relief to the aged garlic extract, they've added GABA, vitamin B1, B6, and B12.
Okay, so GABA is going to raise serotonin levels. When you raise serotonin levels, the effect of stress is coming at you, difficult to resolve dilemmas. The high serotonin is actually such a wonderful relief to that stress.
And then the one that's just entitled Cardiovascular is just garlic by itself.
Right, because when you read Kyolic's 50 years of published research studies, dramatic what you're going to achieve with cardiovascular health. And then when you are saying 168 different diseases are beneficially affected when garlic is used, when you change that cardiovascular situation, you get better circulation to your brain. Your brain works better. When you get better circulation to the periphery, your whole body works better. When you take the garlic and reduce inflammation, your joints don't hurt, your digestive system doesn't hurt, your circulation is good. A lot of physical stresses are taken away.
And that would be one of the reasons mainstream medicine would criticize garlic. So how could one thing be helpful for so many problems?
Because it's snake oil.
When they make up a drug, you know, they're pinpointing one symptom that they want to address.
Because they got to sell more than one drug.
Yeah, whereas here, when you give the body what it needs to function optimally, the body can accomplish a lot. Now, just to remind everybody what we said earlier, basically there are four different mechanisms of action associated with the use of garlic. One is it reduces inflammation, so that's going to be effective for a lot of different problems. It boosts the immune system. It improves cardiovascular health and circulation. And the substances found in garlic there are at least 14 of them that have been found to be toxic to cancer cells. So a lot of good reasons to add garlic to your diet.
I have a really quick question, that an area we haven't covered. You test homocysteine levels in patients, and one of the mechanisms of action of the kyolic garlic is it reduces homocysteine. Tell our listeners what your goal for a homocysteine level is and what's the danger of an elevated homocysteine.
All right, so the range that the labs give is, I think, perhaps under 11.
Yeah, 6 to 11, something like that.
But ideally, you'd like it under 9.
Right.
But the lower, the better.
Right.
And elevated homocysteine levels are associated with an increased risk of stroke and heart attack. But if you were to Google homocysteine, you would find that there's reports of an association with Alzheimer's disease as well. So something you'd like your doctor to check, probably not doing it, because he wouldn't know. You know why he doesn't do it? Because he doesn't have a drug to prescribe to lower it.
Right. And there's a lot of controversy. They're saying that the homocysteine isn't necessarily associated with stroke and heart attack, but the truth of the matter is there's really high-quality research making that association.
Was that Dr. Zan, Kilmer McCauley or something like
that?
Yeah. He wrote that, I don't know, about 10 years ago
Long
or something?
Long time ago. Okay, so what deficiency might create a homocysteine elevation?
Well, it's been associated with a B vitamin deficiency.
Okay, so people who maybe they're taking B12, folate, B6, that nice combination, but still their homocysteine is elevated. Possibly they're not taking the MTHFR folate form. That's critically important. The methyl cobalamin form of B12, have to take it either an injection. Is that something that the Institute of Advanced Medicine can provide?
We can do it. We usually don't. We tell people, you know, take the that product specifically designed to lower it, the methylated forms of the B vitamins and trimethylglycine. Basically, they all have methyl groups in there that you want to make available to the patient. If you have that MTHFR variation, your body can't methylate the products. But I don't automatically say you need to use a methylated form, because sometimes I'll see some with a MTHFR variation, but their homocysteine is normal.
Really?
Yeah, so it's not guaranteed.
Okay.
So that's why the testing is good, but of course there's nothing wrong with using methylated forms of the B vitamins anyway. There's no problem with that.
Okay, so how important is it to have the sublingual B12 version?
It's an option. Obviously sublingual substances, you know, bypass your liver into the body more efficiently perhaps. I always say, you know, whatever works.
Okay.
That, why do you think they have so many products? Why do they even have so many drugs wanting to, trying to do the same thing? If there was one good drug, why would you have five others that are used for the same thing? You know, think about all the different statin drugs out there, all the different blood pressure drugs out there, all the different diabetic drugs. You know, think about it, or all the different anti-inflammatory drugs. If there was really one good drug, why would they have so many?
Okay, so you have your array of side effect choices.
Yeah.
Possibly the different drugs are going to give you different side effects. So maybe one drug isn't going to let you get away
if
with
more, if more and more people really focus on the importance of their diet and how it contributes to how you feel, you'd be able to get off a lot of drugs, especially if you could lose weight at the same time. And I, when I talk to a patient about that, I say, I don't want you to think I'm singling you out. I say that to most patients.
Okay.
You know, that, you know,
that's good to know.
You
yeah.
Know, I don't want to make them feel bad.
Right. Okay.
But we all could benefit by improving our diets. It's very difficult with all the temptations around us. In fact, where was I last night? I was at I took the office staff out to dinner, and one of the husbands of one of the staff was from Cuba, and he was saying, you know, how differently they eat there. And, you know, and they don't have the widespread availability of food like they do here. And that's really the downfall of our health in this country, because he was saying his relatives are living to 90 years old in Cuba, and it's not because they have better health care, because they have better diets.
Or that they don't have any stress.
Well, and they have better, they probably have stress.
Right.
It's better diets.
Right.
You know?
Okay, so real food, not preserved, processed, sweetened, artificial ingredient food. So tomorrow, Garden of Life will be here talking about Dr. Perlmutter's keto line of Garden of Life products. And this afternoon, Nordic Naturals, omega-3, samples and literature. Come on in to save a lot. And 2 to 6 this afternoon, I will be here. We'll be back next Friday at 10. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in again next Friday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.